guy. Now, when you do a sit-down on a one-on-one, should we present the opportunity first or should we do the product first? Guess what the answer is? Depends on the prospect, right? That's the only thing that it could depend upon. If it's a one-on-one, then you're sitting with a prospect and you somehow got sitting down with that prospect. You had some conversation with that prospect prior to sitting down, unless you're sitting on an airplane next to the person. And if you're sitting next to the person on the airplane, you just start up a conversation and they start chatting away, and then suddenly they tell you how unhappy they are with their skin condition or how unhappy they are with their energy levels, or you know, they're just always tired at 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day and blah, 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 blah. And so you've got a, you know, a diet program that focuses on low glycemic foods. And in other words, it depends upon how it is that you came to sitting down with them. That's always what I allow it to lead to. Now, if it's a business-based presentation, so I invited them to look at a business, whether you present products first or business first, it doesn't matter to me. I've not seen it necessarily be one way or another better. I particularly prefer doing business first. But the way that I do my business first, you really can't even cause it to be business. It just is that I open it up in the conversation as being, I'm going to talk to you about a business that you can work from home and you can be very, very profitable. But I like to put it into the framework of how do you even evaluate a business? Because most of the time people don't know how to say that's a good business and that's a bad business. And so I want to kind of give you the overlay here of how to effectively look at a business. And so step one in any business is that, you know, it's all based upon people and loving a product. And so very first thing is you want a huge and expanding market. You want a lot of people buying your products. So that would be the way that I would kick off a conversation as it pertains to starting with a business first. And then as soon as I got done with the overlay, I would then come right back in and say, now, on that huge expanding market of products that people want, the business that I'm showing you here is based upon blank. And those products fit into this category. And a lot of people want these products. And the reason we know that a lot of people want these products is because of the aging of the boomers, or however you want to put that conversation together, it's up to you. But that's how I take the business approach, but then bring products in on it. Now, just flip it around. If you decided that you wanted to do product first, all you have to do is start out the conversation with, I wanted to talk to you about a business. And we all know that a business doesn't do well unless the products are good. And so I want to just kick off here and start telling you about the products, and then we can get into how we're taking the products into the market and how we're making money from doing so. So that's the way you can kick off the conversation if you want to do product first. But here's my advice. If you're bringing product into the conversation, never give them enough information to get bored. Give them only enough information that they are curious. Okay? That's the rule. The largest mistake that I have witnessed again and again and again, and I go away from the industry and I don't see a business opportunity meeting for several years, and then I come to one because I'm doing some presenting, and then I watch somebody else do a presentation and they go into all these specifics on the products again. And I just kind of giggle to myself and think, you know, it's not changed. They cannot view the business from the prospect's perspective. They're viewing the business after attending 15 training meetings on the products. They've listened to too many doctors talking about the products. Okay, so you have to give that general conversation. And I know you've got the greatest products in the world. I know that. Just present it to the prospects in such a way that you keep them curious. Do not bore them, all right? And as soon as you use a big word, you've bored them.